This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think the microphone has had a moment, I think. Anyway, Joel Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for being involved, engaged. I do appreciate it very much. And help if I did that too, huh? My God. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll. Whole bunch of stuff going on up there. Whole bunch that you should be involved with. Other people you should be involved with also at the same time. Hey, if you head up to my website, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. You can also give me your email address. That would be really cool. Because if you give me your email address, about once a week, I send out an email, let you know what's going on in the show and that kind of thing. And you know what? You can quit it anytime you want to. But at least start with, you know, getting information from us, getting, you know, informed so you can engage. And then if that doesn't work for you and you want to be involved or you want to be notified another way, we can also do it via text messaging. Right, so you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and that will help. All right, well, I'm looking. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I heard today that two more entries into the presidential race, which is fine, but the one I like the most, and I may save this for tomorrow night for Xander Gibb, because he, you know, I mean, this is his guy, right? De Blasio. Did he really believe? Well, he must. That was a stupid question. Sorry. I was going to say, does he really believe he's the right guy for the job? He must believe he's the right guy for the job, right? It's just amazing. And, I mean, think about all the wonderful things he's done for New York, right? They shoot up in the streets there, too, now. Right? I mean, you go to the bathroom in the streets there for all intents and purposes as well. I mean, the guy's made a mess of the city. I don't, you know, you guys in New York, you deserve him. Why you didn't get up and vote him out? Why you didn't, you know, they had a low voter turnout. Why you didn't get him gone? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get how you get on and you complain about the city. You complain about the crime. You complain about how dirty it is. Dirty it's been in years. And then you vote him in again. This stuff is just so amazing, whatever to me. Right? And now what is it, 23? I think it's 23 or 24 people in the race. I don't really know. You know, and what is this? They're all announcing by video now. I mean, let's not have a live press conference where you possibly could screw up or show some passion. Let's do it via video so you can keep fixing it to make it look like you look good. Right? De Blasio says in his video, there's plenty of money in this world, there's plenty of money in this country, and it's just in the wrong hands. I see his areas. And listen, to show you that he really is full of himself, 73% of New York City Democrats say de Blasio shouldn't run. They left out the part where they also believe that he's a Maroney. Apparently. I don't get any of this. I don't get, you know, again, these guys are so full of themselves. There are 23 people running. Right? By the time you're done, it'll hit 30. Because, you know, there's 30 of them that sure they know better than anybody else. And then they poll at what? 0.12? Yeah, I got a chance. I'm telling you, at least it's not zero. I guess that's a good optimist. I don't know. So, de Blasio responded by saying that the polls that actually matter in the election, New Yorkers have twice said that they want me to lead. Yeah, but Billy Bob. I can't call him Billy. I have another Billy, don't you? Yeah. Billy something. We'll come up with something for him. Remember, you had low voter turnout, right? You really think you're going to win over middle America? You think you're going to go to middle America and tell them that, you know, you big New York, you city slicker from New York, you get it all figured out? Mm-mm. He's one of the most inept mayors in human history, right? Think about it. Now he's decided to take he's going to take on the nation. And he's going to do it by taking your money, right? I mean, there's too much money. The wrong people have it, and it needs to be put in the hands of the people that know what to do with it. Because Bill knows what to do with your money. Put it in his pocket, probably. Right? We know his playbook. We know his tricks. I mean, this guy is just amazing. I that came up at the last minute, and I couldn't just shy away from it. It was too good to be true. Anyway, the AG says, I love this guy. I mean, he looked like a bump on the log. He didn't look like somebody I was going to be excited about. But I got to tell you, he did an interview. And he explained that he's trying to get to the bottom of whether or not the government officials abused their power and put their thumbs on the scale during the early stages of the Russian probe. And they did. We all know they did. Over and over and over again. We're hearing about the massive amount of emails and text messages now that were either erased, shredded, now gone, tried to be deleted. And I hope all of that comes back to bite them. They deserve it. Comey, any of those guys that were involved in this, they deserve it. Joe Messina, your host, guess who's with me next? Like he is every week. Don't go far, you're going to miss it. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. You know what? I very much appreciate the time you spend with us. You're engaged. You're involved. You're getting informed. Because that's what you need to do. Because I don't want you to sound... I said this last night, the night before last. I want to thank David Sussman for filling in for me last night. That was great. I really appreciated the... I really appreciate when you get to... And your support of him as well. That's always good. But let me just get him on because I know he's chomping at the bit. You know, we wait for him every week. We wait with bated breath for him. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. We can partake of some of his wisdom of what's going on there. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank everyone for tuning in. God bless you. And let's get the ball rolling.
Well, so when I first met Corey, as many of you know, it had to do with when they were trying to burn down Baltimore. And Corey came on the show, and we talked about that wonderful, beautiful, corrupt city known as Baltimore. And it's not the city, it's the officials. But I guess, so let me ask you a question. If you keep voting in corrupt officials, doesn't that kind of make you complicit or, you know, aiding and abetting the corruption going on in your city to keep bringing these people in?
Well, one thing I can say is, I think it was Sigmund Freud said that, when a person continues or somebody continues to do something over and over and they keep getting the same results and they continue to do it.
And where are you going?
That means that, you know, you're not working with a lot of, you know, you walk around with just using that thing on your shoulders for a hat rack. Well, he didn't say that part, but I added that part. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And, Baltimore City government is just like any of the other Democrat-ran cities on the East Coast and probably out there. California's probably even more wacky. God bless all of you that are on the conservative part. I'm not using Republican or Democrat because they both, you know, the same people. A lot of them, a lot of these conservatives are the same. But anyway, you keep continuing to get the same results because of the people that's putting out there because you have a title doesn't mean exactly that you fit the title. And a lot of these politicians that are in these Democrat cities, you run the government. And then you take and you don't protect the government, as we all know and have read in the news about Baltimore getting smacked not once but twice by somebody, you know, tapping into their system in Baltimore City that's pretty much thrown a big monkey wrench into their system. And they're unable to have the basic functions of the 911 system. They say they do, but we all know that's because you're getting federal help and you don't want to say you're getting federal help. But anyway, to make a long story short, it's just the constant idiots, you know, it's just, you don't know what to say about it. It's just, you know, until people can, if you continue to put people in a situation and you don't demand to have, you know, satisfaction about your public government your local government or even the presidency, you can continue to get what you're going to get until you change the situation. You know, one thing about life is definitely about choices, and then life is about tolerance. And if you continue to tolerate something, then there's no reason to fuss about it. There's no reason to even talk about it if you're not going to do anything about it. Talking, as we talk about this movement, there's a lot of people that are activists, but they're not people that get anything done. They're not about success, and they're not about getting success out of it, making other people's lives better. And until you come up with that and continue to stop asking questions and start coming up with answers, then this is why you get this mischievous, stupid stuff of how you run government and just how you run anything, you know.
Yeah, but here's what I love about this the most. Twice their stuff has been hacked into, right? You would think after the first time, a big boy city, right, that they would turn around and go, okay, this is crazy, we can't do this, we need to fix things, so let's hunker down, let's try. No. You know what they did? They paid the ransom the first time, they're like, we got that one okay. And now it happens again, and I heard them screaming this morning, we're not paying any ransom, we're going to, like, you know what, you have to pay ransom. Because you wouldn't have got screwed like this if you didn't have the right stuff in place, so you sure don't have the right stuff to fix it, right?
Well, you start having software from 1984 still running in your system, then you won't have to worry about that if you step up to the millennium, because I'm like, man, you know, it, for that to be so easy to get into, for a second time, that, I mean, come on. I mean, whoever that is, you know, I'm not gonna sit up here and tell you that was the right thing to do. But I'm like, man, you guys got it made. You don't have to move on. They're probably in someone's in their grandmother's basement doing it or whatever. And it's probably one of their old people. It's got to be a liberal because most conservatives have most.
Oh, they're not gonna start. I know.
They actually have a job. They don't have time to be sitting in their grandmother's basement thinking of this stupid stuff to do. But
no, you know that there was some kid sitting around. Some Russian kid. But anyway, sitting around going, you know, we nailed Baltimore last year. I wonder if they they didn't fix it.
Right.
Here we go again. Right?
With a lot of these situations, all you have to do is double back. They don't fix it. They try to put out a statement like they're watching it. They're not watching it, man. If you can't know that the mayor of Baltimore made published a book where the words were spelled backwards, and you know she's probably one of the type of people that read the newspaper upside down with or whatever. So you know, I mean, if you can't control that type of stuff, and then you know, poor Jack Young. Well, no, I'm not going to say, because Jack Young, congratulations to him. He's the new mayor of Baltimore. But he's a crook, too. I mean, he on there the other day smiling with his peanut head self on there smiling like Thomas the Train and stuff. You know, yeah, I'm just like, you know, where do you get these characters from? These are not actual adults and people that should be running government. They're idiots. The man sat up and said the other week, I mean, 20 people was murdered in 1 week. And he said that it's all right. There's nothing wrong. Everything is okay. I was like, wow. You know, he can sell a car. And he did it so good, he could sell a car with three wheels.
God. You know, again, I was just totally amazed at this. I thought you'd get a kick out of it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines at this hour at the White House, President Trump outlining his immigration plan
which includes immigrants learning English and taking a civics test.
A big proportion of those immigrants must come in through merit and skill.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying, "The Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke, capital letters. But if you like high taxes and crime, he's your man. New York City hates him," exclamation point.
I can't believe it. I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen. I'm pretty good at predicting things like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You don't want to be elected. Take my word for it. Joe Messina, your host, back with Corey Duncan. Always a pleasure to have him with. We got so much to talk about. I'm not going to waste a whole bunch of time telling you to go to the website to sign up for the email, because you won't do it anyhow. And then as far as the text messaging goes, it's really simple. You want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, because they haven't figured out yet how to block that. Give it time, though. They'll get to it. Anyway, I always appreciate the time. Corey, thanks for being with me. Always a good time when you're on the show.
Always a pleasure to appear, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and, you know, you're just a friend of mine. You know who the guy is, but I've been a friend of his for years. Conservative Commandos Radio. Their website just got banned by Facebook, which is the first time I've heard of this. I mean, it's been done before, I realize it, but it's kind of the first time. Anyway, you know, he can't post stories from his website to Facebook because, you know, it's a nasty site. You know, can't have that happen. I mean, conservative commandos. You know, they're going to come in, God bless, they're going to come in throwing the Constitution at you. We can't have that now, can we? Anyway.
You know, yeah, as I told you before, it's a long time ago. You know, I had already started assault on conservatives. You know, we're not really conservatives. We're more constitutionalist, because we definitely believe in the Constitution. The conservative part is only how you live, how you carry yourself, and, you know, understanding the values. But the patriotism part of it, people will try to make it sound like it's, are you some kind, I guess, neocon or something of that nature, that, you know, you're always banging about war, or, you know, you're always, you know, they always have this twisted, and the left definitely has, but you know, that we already know the left doesn't like the Constitution. They don't like anything that had to do with this, the military or anything, so they're going to continue to attack any time that you say anything about the flag. That's why, you know, I want to say a happy belated Mother's Day to everyone from our last week that I missed. But, you know, in another week, we got Memorial Day. And, these people fascinate me. You know, when I come through, what I'll say is this. You would be surprised of how many people that are so unpatriotic when you are out in public. And, you know, me, I'm a poster boy for the United States Marine Corps. And because I wear it proudly. I wear it on my sleeve because that's what I, you know, was willing to give my life for. And I didn't care about Democrat or Republican. And you would have so many people that look like they want to spit on me, or they look at the shirt and it's just like they get this nasty look on their face. And I'm like, you know, I just have to laugh when I hear a lot of people when they say certain things. I'm like, man, I can understand what a lot of guys felt like when they came home from Vietnam and they were throwing, you know, urine on them and talking about baby killers. You know, look, man, if it wasn't for me and a lot of other people, you wouldn't even be able to do what you're doing right now. So somebody sacrificed that so you would have a chance to. But no one, but it's like, you know, even with us, some of us on the conservative side or on the right, we get a little lost in the worldly things. It's just like even with God and the Bible and his teachings. And you know, the thing of it is that we get misconstrued and we want to take and we want to remember half of one thing and not half of and the other half we don't want to remember. And that's what I say. We live in a world of as long as it's, you know, as long as it's for me, then I'll use it. You know, I'll use this Bible term, but I want to jump off the subject, but I just wanted to say, I wanted to elaborate on the fact of how they're closing down all of the charter schools on the East Coast. And also I know in Maryland, they're after one, pastor of a church, and he was running, I mean, he actually was going to open up a charter school, and he had received a loan from the government. And he received a loan and never opened the school up. And I'm like, I'm like, man, wow. I feel like you got gentlemen like myself that's doing it with his own money. And I'm like, you got this dude, and he's taking, and he's supposed to be the pastor. He's supposed to be the head of the flock. You know, you're supposed to be setting an example. And you taking the money that was given to you from the government, which I don't want nothing to do with the government with mine. And it's just, you know, because, and then look what he's doing. But besides that, they're closing all the charter schools pretty much on the East Coast. Go check, you go to any website and go check. I mean, in most of these states that have these charter schools, especially Maryland's a big charter school state, they're closing them down because they want to continue this Babylonian type of education where you don't have God in anything or anything like that. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but I'm going to go further with you, okay? And you and I talked about this before. I just don't think we've talked about it recently. I always said, look, when you look at what's going on, and back in the Jim Crow days, remember, the mindset was, if you taught a black person how to read, you could go to jail for that. You could be punished for that. Because they were petrified that if you educated them, they would figure out a way out of their situation. Well, it's the same thing now. We've seen it happen over the decades. We're dumbing down education, so some of these kids, they don't... They think they know their rights, but they would dumb down education because they don't know what they have a right to fight for. They don't know what's going on, you know.
Well, that's why you don't give a man a statue. You give him guts, as Mr. T said in the movie Rocky, which is so true. You make him get guts and make him get out here and earn it. And see, that's what's happening. But again, we had 8 years of Barack Obama, and that's what caused a lot of it also, was that if you don't get the job that you want, you say that, you know, that the person racist. If you're a woman and you don't get the job that you want, you say that, you know, that's why all this pro-feminism, you know, you go, look no further. I know we got a lot of gentlemen that watch sports. Look at ESPN. Every time you turn on the television, you got a woman. I mean, no offense to women. I mean, but my thing with this is that, look, I don't turn on this channel. See, and then the thing with it is the women don't understand that ESPN is not only putting them up there because it's sports, it's supposed to be sports journalists. What they put them up there for eye candy. They put them in for eye candy, and then you staring at the eye candy instead of think, you know, it's all about entertainment. You got to understand, but see, a lot of us do not think outside the box and look at what they are watching. That's why a lot of people are being dumbed down, because all they know is what they see. They don't step outside the box to really have a collective thought process about really what's being taught to you, what's being conveyed from the television, from the boob tube. But see, that's what people do. There's not a lot of thought process these days. A lot of people are just like, okay, this is what it is, and I'm not going to research. I'm not going to see what the real deal is. I'm just going to go off of what I see, you know. And that's why a lot of times it's trickling down to our young people. And our young people are the same way. It's like, you know, I want something for nothing. I want something for nothing. I don't want to work for it. I don't want to study for it. Just give it to me just because of the color of my skin, or because, you know, I'm not an older white man. And, you know, older white men have things against females, against all females or whatever.
It's funny you just say that, because just a few minutes ago, popping up on my screen, let's see if we can find, you'll love this one. I don't know this person, okay? Her name is Emily Ratajkowski. You know her? She's beautiful, beautiful white actress, okay? She's posing nude to protest the abortion ban in Alabama. All right.
Mm-hmm. Now,
What posing nude has anything to do with? She's going to show those 25 white men that voted against it, voted for this. She's showing them what it's like to be naked.
What they can't have.
Yes. Right. Because I'm sure all 25 of them could have had it before the ban. Oh wow.
You know. Somewhere, Joe. Me, you, and Anna saw the movie, but somewhere Abby is getting a big laugh out of this. She got to be shaking her head.
I look at this stuff and I'm like, are you people? So let me see. The best way for me to promote pro-choice is to be naked and run around naked.
Tell them watch the movie Unplanned.
Oh, we will. Hey, I've never seen your host. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a minute. Corey and I will be back in just a few.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RADIO-JOE. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's bring him in so he doesn't get... It sounds like he's going to start singing any second now. Anyhow. What's that?
He
is singing.
No, I'm sitting there listening to the promo. Hey, I know the song. I know the words of that. Hey.
Yeah, well, there's no free ride. You know that, right? I mean, somebody's paying for it somewhere. That's right. That's it.
Hey, I know that song. Hey.
Well, that's
yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, see that? I got good music on this. Maybe I should go to an all-music show. How do you think I would do?
Hold. Wait a minute. Hold it. You're going too far. You're going too far now. I gave you a thumbs up about it. Let's just leave it.
I had you singing, man. I just figured, you know, there you go. That's Corey Duncan joining us again. Corey Duncan is joining us again as he was the last couple of segments. Always have a good time when he's on the show with me. And, man, I'll tell you what, Corey. You know, we were reading during the break of somebody who... just died. Now I'm not gonna read into it. I'll leave it at that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But Alan Krueger. Okay. He was a high level official for Obama. He was a high level official for Hillary and the Clintons. And he's got a book coming out in June. And they found him dead. So I mean, of an apparent suicide. I'll leave it at that. And we'll see. We'll see. We'll chalk that up as a maybe number one. And we'll see what happens from this point on as William Barr starts up. I mean, don't you love this guy, William Barr? He's turning up the heat, and they're not knowing what to do at this point, are they?
Well, that's what you do. I mean, when somebody comes up, you know, they have to understand, you know, when you hit, you know, it's like a lot of people, they take and they do things. You got to understand something. When you're a public figure and you put yourself out there, you're going to have people that say things about you that's not true. You're going to have people that say things about you that's true. You're going to have people that's jealous because they're not doing anything. You're going to have people that's just, you're going to have a whole bunch of things. But see, you know, when you hit somebody, somebody's going to hit you back. So you got to understand the fact that when, you know, you do certain things, it's a repercussion. And now, you know, when you kick us, we're going to kick you back. So that's what he's doing. And mind you, he's probably gonna have a successful investigation, and he's going, you know, but it's gonna go tick for tack, tick for tack, tack for tick. And the thing of it is that, you know, how long did we continue to play that game, waste taxpayers' money, and everything like that? You know, if I don't see anybody in handcuffs, then I don't think it's a good investigation. You know, that's how I look at it, and that's coming from the Republican side. I mean, you know, I'm an independent conservative. We've all changed here. And so, you know, our whole family pretty much, you know, neither party is trying to get anything done.
Are you suggesting that both parties are pretty much one and the same?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I see it all the time. I talk about people on the left being pro-feminist or, no, or not liking, you know, the military. Well, on this side, we love the military. We love our constitution. But we have this, you know, we have this crowd of people that are the Bible grabbers, and you know, they read certain verses of the Bible, and they want to try to tell you how to live. You know, I've seen it all in my 2.5 going on 3 years of being in this, and now God bless you because you gave me my star and you let the genie out of the bottle, because I gave a lot of people a lot of problems for the last 2 years or whatever. Check this out. To be totally honest, I haven't even laid a glove on them, and you know, they crying and they whining. I don't like him. Anyway. And so tell it to somebody that cares. But, you know, and I see a lot of stuff on the right and the left. The left, so part of some people, not all of it, not all the conservatives are like it, but, you know, I see a lot of the pro-feminism that's on the right, and you know, I see a lot of things that are disgusting. So it's better to be just an independent. But as I will say, as I continue to say on every show that I'm on, well, every broadcast that I'm on, is that sooner or later, independent, probably not this go around, maybe the next go around, gonna step up, and maybe that person will break all of it up. Maybe it's about time to show the Democrat and Republican Party that people are tired of this petty back and forth. You know, it's just crazy.
But don't you think that's what the election of Donald Trump was all about? Enough with everyday politics. Let's get the man in there to actually do something.
Personally, let me say this. President Trump could have ran without the Republican Party. He could have ran as an independent. The only reason he ran because with the Republican Party is probably some stuff behind the door that we'll probably never hear about or know about. I'm quite sure of that. I can promise you he could have ran as an independent and won, because neither one of these parties after President Trump, neither one of them have a successor. Look at the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is a bunch of socialists.
Wait a minute. No. They got de Blasio. What's wrong with you?
They got a bunch of idiots running. And then the Republican Party, who do they have after President Trump? You know, my thing of it is this, and this is just my opinion, not anyone else's. And you don't have to agree with me. That's fine. We can agree to disagree. I'm looking more forward to an independent to run and really shake things up. And I'm quite sure, and the independent could run, because neither one of these, both of these parties, you could pull out a whole lot of dirt on both of them. That's why I don't, you know, I don't get behind this revering people or whatever like that. You know, I give you, hey, look, I'm with you as far as your policies, but I'm not going to sit up and say, well, hey, you know, I'm just going to, no, see, that's what's wrong with both of these parties. Both of them, you know, this childlike demeanor and behavior that they have, it's childlike.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know who's making both parties very nervous is Barr, A.G. Barr. And I don't believe he's just making the Dems nervous. I mean, look, he started in an interview. He alludes to the fact, he says, look, I've been asking questions about the dossier. Who got it? What happened with it? How did you come up with it? I can't get any answers to these questions. I can't get anybody to give me a real answer to a question. They're all inadequate, so the heck with it. I'm going to set somebody loose on it. They can get the answers, which is this U.S. Attorney John Durham, and now he's got to go start digging, and it's a whole different animal. And you know, to show you that people aren't paying attention to what's going on, that there's a new sheriff in town, the U.S. Attorney General on the West Coast is now going after these cities that are having the heroin safe shoot up areas, and he's saying, look, heroin is illegal. For a city to sanction somebody shooting up heroin is sanctioning an illegal act.
Look,
they can't
look
do
no
it.
Further, look no further than Marlon Mosby in Baltimore. You know, marijuana free. So next, is it going to be crack? Is it going to be cocaine? Is it going to be heroin? I mean, we're going to have free zones for that. But these people will do anything to get elected. And as long, you know, we have a test we had to take for driver's license. Why we can't have a test for voters, because we need it. I mean, you can tell from the level of people that are being put in office that we need it.
You're a racist. You're so racist. You know why?
Oh, yeah.
Because black folks can't fight. You're really a white guy, aren't you?
Joe, everyone knows that have been listening to me from my very first podcast. No, I am the biggest racist that is black. Well, I'm 50% black, 50% Cuban. But anyway, that's a story for another day. But the thing of it is that you know, I don't care about people calling me a racist because I tell the truth. That's what the problem is. There's a lot of people that don't like me because I tell the truth about things, and I don't care what I say out my mouth. I don't care, because as long as I'm telling the truth, it doesn't matter. www.conservativegen.com. Thank you for having me on once again this week. But, you know, once again, I want to thank all of the great people that have so much bad things to say about me, because for every one person that says something bad or tries to discredit me, 50 more people can tell you.
Wear it like a badge.
True American.
If you're teeing these people off, it's because you're saying something that's true. You're saying something that's real. By the way, I have my hat on that matches yours, so people see that we are twins, and because you know we look a lot alike. And I got a little bit more hair than you, but other than that,
no. And not only that, you need to stay out of the sun, because you are very, very, very black, sir. And so,
it's just amazing to me that people can't just be honest about what's going on. They've been working on this for decades to separate us by, you know, race and color and size and sexual orientation. Stupid.
Let me say this, Joe. I want to say thank you for allowing me for the last couple of years to appear on your show. I know that I've come a long way from my very first podcast and broadcast, but the thing of it is me and you have known each other quite some time. And Tammy also, we all know that I am one of the most outspoken black people. I grew up in the hood. The thing of it is that I just tell the truth about things. I'm a straight shooter, and I'm not going to sit up and talk out my nose or have to do this or do that. Hey, the devil with all that. Thank you for having me.
God always bless. Fun. All right, listen. Next hour, Tom Del Vaccaro joins us, and Tom is the prior California Republican Party chairman. And I got to tell you, there is so much going on that he can help us catch up on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.